Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished professional from Madrid, Spain, Deborah Prosamarty. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Deborah is the personal branding and strategic marketing consultant. So, Deborah, let me start by asking you to tell me about your own amazing journey and the process of self-discovery on LinkedIn.
How can I start? It has been quite a journey. Mm-hmm. As most people, I used to use LinkedIn for job search mainly. So I started to get familiar with the platform when I started to look for jobs during my studies, especially during my master's degree. Mm-hmm. And I started to learn more about how to search, how to network properly. And I became very passionate about the platform because I was also a major in marketing. Mm-hmm. So it was something that was already related to my skill set and background. Mm-hmm. And I started to connect with people and optimize my profile. And in such a way that I realized that I was capable of getting inbound opportunities, mm-hmm. also from recruiters and from different companies, mm-hmm. just by being present and with the right keywords and connecting with the right audience. Mm-hmm. So it started with just job searching. So mm-hmm. I wasn't creating content. I was just reposting sometimes from like motivational quotes from influencers, mm-hmm. but I wasn't a creator at all. Mm. But I enjoyed the presence to be there and the platform itself. Mm. I started to create initially in 2021. Mm-hmm. I realized the potential that this could have. I was already in social media, so I was working within Facebook. So mm-hmm. I was working within Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and I was discovering other apps. Mm. I started creating just for fun. So it was just a way for me to share my voice. I've always had a notebook, so sharing my thoughts. It was also a great opportunity to improve my communication skills, especially my English skills, since it's not my first language. Mm. So I started to share my stories. Mm. So initially, it was more about tips and tricks about marketing. I knew that I wanted to stand for, I didn't have real clarity. Mm-hmm. I was talking about marketing, sales, business, a bit random topics, just what was coming to mind. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, it was a tragedy. It was really the first 2 weeks, I remember I couldn't get more than 20, 30 likes. And I really didn't know what I was doing wrong. So I couldn't see the progress. Mm. I started then to connect, to really engage with people, with some influential people, especially on the career side and marketing side. So mm-hmm. I started to see what was working for them and what wasn't, and having real conversations. So I also jumped on virtual coffee chats. And from that moment, I actually started to share stories. So from the tips that you can find on Google, I started to share personal stories, especially because I've been traveling the world mm-hmm. over the last few years. I've been living in Brazil, Portugal, Spain, Italy. So I've been living in many countries and I had a lot of stories to tell. Mm-hmm. So I started to share personal stories. And from that moment, I realized that something changed and people really could connect. And I started to get traction, engagement. Mm-hmm. And I kept going. It wasn't something that I was doing for any business, real business purpose. It was mm-hmm. something that I wanted to do to, I don't know, to share my voice, to be a bit more, to take more risks and get to know people. Mm-hmm. But I realized that it could have real potential. And I also started to be featured on influencer lists and increase my influence overall with different kind of personalities mm-hmm. that were really like influential, and I didn't even realize that it was something that I could even consider.
Very interesting. Yeah. So can you share any one of your favorite stories for our audience that you posted on LinkedIn, which got a lot of views or likes?
So yeah, after the first part in which I just posted for like 2-3 months mm-hmm. at the beginning, mm-hmm. and then I stopped because I didn't have real clarity or purpose overall. Mm-hmm. And I had this huge drop in August 2021. There was an algorithm update, and basically there was this drop in metrics, all the views, followers, everything was down.
Mm-hmm.
And since I didn't have any purpose or clarity, I stopped completely.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to stop just for 1 week, 1 month. 1 week became 1 month, that became 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I restarted because I have a specific event that triggered me a lot. And it was one of the stories that right now I consider a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very challenging situation in that specific moment.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, during the summer last year, I restarted with job search because I realized that what I was doing within Pinterest in Dublin this time wasn't really aligned with what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I restarted on the job search side. So I re-entered LinkedIn world.
Mm-hmm.
And I restarted, I was thinking about creating again because it was fun. I was meeting a lot of people. I got some offers because I already had an optimized profile. So I was already getting a lot of inbound opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an offer in which after 6 interviews, So basically I was offered a senior mm-hmm. role that was a great opportunity in a new city and full time, and it was discounted by 20K
mm-hmm.
because I was a young woman.
Wow.
So this was made explicit. So basically the head of HR, they said that someone like me couldn't have that amount of money.
Mm.
So it was too much for a young girl,
mm-hmm.
and it would have made someone else uncomfortable.
Wow. Amazing story. Amazing story.
So this was really, really challenging, especially because I declined all the offers for them.
Mm.
So in another situation, probably like in the past, I would have said yes anyway.
Mm.
Say yes, maybe they will change, maybe I will get promoted in 6 months, that maybe they will see my value.
Yeah.
But I realized that I changed, and it's like my value was already there. So it wasn't fair for me to accept much less than I deserve it.
Well said. I agree completely. So Deborah, let's now talk about personal branding, because you're also a personal branding consultant. Let me start by asking you, what is the meaning of personal branding?
So this word has been almost overused over the past few years. Everyone is talking about this, but very few people understand the real meaning.
Correct.
So let's start by what is not. Mm-hmm. So personal branding is not about being a celebrity or an expert per se. So it's not a popularity contest.
Mm.
So when you think about personal branding, many people, they think that they need to have a lot of numbers of followers, a lot of likes, a lot of engagement,
mm-hmm.
but it's much more than that. It's not, usually it's a consequence. So chasing followers is not really the right way to do personal brand. And another thing is that it's not something that you build once mm-hmm. and then you can forget. Because it's something that evolves with you and your personality. And it's not built overnight. So this is something also to about what is not.
Correct.
What is personal branding? So it's basically the process of creating an identity for yourself. So really make clear what you stand for, your values, your experiences, and people know you for what you are, you want to be perceived for. So it's an ongoing process.
And why has personal branding become so important in the last few years? Everyone seems to be talking about personal branding.
So our reality has changed a lot, especially because of technology. And it's we now live in a hyper-dynamic environment.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is that you either, it's not about not like having or not having a personal brand, but like we all have a brand, which is working for or against us.
Correct.
Against us. So without a brand aligned with what we stand for and we want to stand for, we risk having like missing out of life-changing opportunities, really, because usually, like if you think about employers or even clients, they want to be safe and they need to trust the people they want to work with.
Right.
So if you don't develop your brand correctly, they don't really see you and perceive you as an authority, and you don't establish that connection that make them trust you enough to work with them. So you cannot leverage it. Another thing is the loss of credibility and influence. Because if you're not influenced, if you're not consistent enough with your messages or your actions are not aligned with your words, people don't, like, they feel confused about you, and they cannot understand what's going on and why they should trust you again. So it's all about trust and really build the foundations to make you be perceived as the authority that you are.
Thank you. What a great response. And what are some of the factors that need to be taken into account when we think of personal branding?
So I would say that something we could we need to consider is that, as I was mentioning before, we all have it. So we don't jump one day and decide to have a personal brand. So you don't build a personal brand overnight, and you cannot expect overnight results. So this is really important, because we all see that those overnight success stories, which in reality they took years. So it's not really an overnight success in most cases. It's just the outcome, and you see the final milestone, you see the final achievement. So the personal brand, it evolves over time with you and with your, like, how the your own values and your own habits, experiences change. And another factor is that it's not static. So it's dynamic, it grows, and you need to develop it and be consistent. So if you don't have consistency, you are missing out, because you like people don't see you enough. So you don't stay top of mind.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And a question that is often asked, Deborah, is at what stage should one start to build one's personal brand?
So there isn't really a right or wrong age to start a personal brand, for the same reason that we were mentioning before. Why? Because, like, you already have a brand. So as long as you, like, as you grow your skill set, you grow your experiences, and the perception of others of you is already there.
Right.
It's good to, like, it's never too early or too late. So this is important to remember. And if you already start developing intentionally, so it's important to be intentional and cautious about that. So if you already can do it when you are a teenager or in your 20s, that would definitely benefit your career, because you can actually make it work for you and build credibility already. And it makes your life much, much easier.
Well said. The other question that I had was that, you know, there are so many social media platforms. Which is the right social media for a personal brand? And how does one select?
So there isn't a right or wrong answer also for this. It's not just like one social media is better than another one. And I can tell because I work in social media. I work for Pinterest, I work for Facebook. And right now I'm working on I'm working on LinkedIn on the organic side. So it really depends on the specific individual's objectives and goals. But also how the platforms work. And another fact, the second main factor, I would say, is the type of audience that you want to reach. So having clarity about your goals, your objectives, the message that you want to transmit, and the audience that you want to reach is very, very important, because you can share the most beautiful message of the world and have like great communication skills, but if you are not in front of the right people, you are not going to get the results that you want to, because they're not going to take action. They don't know you. And finally, I would say also the type of communication methods and the style, like your personal style. So of course, if you are very good at copywriting, LinkedIn and Twitter could really help you out. It would be like, it would be much easier for you to start with LinkedIn and Twitter, for example. If you're more visual, Pinterest, Instagram you can have a better experience. And the same for videos with like TikTok or Instagram now.
Well said. My next question is on culture. You know, different cultures think differently. So some people say, why should I talk about myself? Let my work talk. Others say, oh, I must talk about myself. How important is your own culture when it comes to building your personal brand?
So I've been living around the world and I've been living in 80 different countries so far.
Wow.
So I must, I know that culture has a big, big influence in everything. So even the timing, the communication styles, the formality, power distance, it's really, really important. When it comes to brand, culture can have an impact. Why? Because culture is all the ways of life of a specific population in a society. So it's not just about, we can consider it as an iceberg. So we see the language, we see the history, arts, but we don't see what we don't see, but is there is the shared values, the communication size, the behavior, the habits. So common commonalities within the society itself, themselves. So there can be conflict. There could be conflicts between between the two. Culture can influence a lot a brand, and I think a brand, if we consider a personal brand, but also corporate, it's also important to keep in mind the culture, also from the promotional side. So, for example, there are a lot of societies, we can distinguish between individualistic and collectivistic societies. An example, in Asian countries, Asian countries are known as a collectivistic society, as a collectivistic. So the main values rotate around the family. So families, so the society as overall over the individual. So also the way in which you promote your products, your services change, because the focus and the benefit would be more on the society level. In other more individualistic countries like Italy or also the States, the focus is more on the individual side. So people want to be unique, they want to be different, and they want to be perceived as the best. So the communication itself, so how you want to be perceived, it's different. Also when it comes to promoting your your services and your products. There was a nice case of Nutella in which there were actually the label with the names of people. So there was this nice campaign in Europe in which you could find different names on every cup, for example.
Mm.
So, and this helps because it helps reach each individual goals. So
Very much a more individualistic approach. Yeah, well said. Deborah, I have time for two more questions. My next question is that when I was reading about you, you said that you help people to build the bridge between where you are today and where you want to be. Help me understand this and give me an example.
Okay. So basically, most people come to me because their online presence doesn't reflect their offline presence. Mm. So they are already experts in their field. So most of them, they are either like senior consultants. They are great at what they are doing. They have 20 or more years of experience or executive with a impressive career.
Mm-hmm.
But their online presence doesn't reflect what they are doing.
Hmm.
So they're missing out on great opportunities coming from the online world.
Mm-hmm.
And something that it's not, it can be like simply leveraged by building intentionally their brand. So communicating also in the right way.
Hmm.
So what I'm doing is, I usually assess the individual situation first because people are at different stages and also familiarities with the platforms,
mm-hmm.
and they have different needs and goals. So I usually assess their initial situations with questionnaires, forms to fill in, chats,
mm-hmm.
and depending on the gap, so depending on their specific needs and challenge related mm-hmm. to personal branding and strategic marketing, I develop a strategy to basically get the outcomes that mm-hmm. They want. So mm-hmm. usually it's being perceived as an authority in their field to be the go-to person
mm-hmm.
and like getting those inbound opportunities and not relying just on one employer, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important, especially given the current.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And my last question to you, Deborah, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation and all the amazing advice that you have given so far. What would you say are three lessons that you would like our viewers and listeners to take away from your deep understanding of personal branding and social media?
So I would say, the first one is definitely, it's never too late, too early
mm-hmm.
to develop intentionally and consciously your personal brand.
Yeah.
Because it's a life, it's something that it helps you for life.
Yeah.
So like you, if you manage to leverage it, it's so powerful that can really change your life. In my case, like I built it and I managed to move to start freelancing and move to a new country, so from Dublin, so I was from Ireland to Spain, and starting like become full time over a very short period of time.
Amazing.
And like living on my own, like in my way mm-hmm. as I want. So it's really, really important. The second one is always keep in mind that you are not your company.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big mistake people make, especially when they work for large corporations.
Yeah.
I could see with my colleagues in the tech industry, they almost identify themselves with the company.
Mm.
So whenever something happens or there is an organizational change or they don't are not happy with the company's actions anymore, or they got laid off or fired, everything falls down.
Correct.
So it's really important to remember what you stand for, not the company. So be you and like create your own identity so you can always detach from things that are outside you. And the third one is what we were mentioning before. So that the brand is not something static, but it's always dynamic as our own personality and experiences. So we change over time and we need to accept the change and behave accordingly.
Mm.
Accordingly. So
very interesting.
It's important to keep in mind that it's a dynamic And we need to keep going and being consistent.
Well said. And on that note, Deborah, and your three amazing lessons, it's never too late or never too early to work on your personal brand. Second, which is so, so good and so powerful, you are not your company. You know, there's a big difference between you and the organization that you work for. And the third one you said was brands are dynamic, not static, and therefore they will keep changing. And so do you need to keep changing. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your amazing journey. Also for sharing the major discrimination event that triggered to speak out. Thank you also for speaking to me about so many different aspects of personal branding. Thank you again so much. And good luck.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.